Welcome back inside the On Deck Show as we continue to get set for first pitch here on the Shuckers Radio Network. It's time for today's pregame interview. I'm Javik Blake. We're joined by Milwaukee Brewers minor league hitting coordinator Brenton Del Chiaro. Del, we appreciate the time. Welcome to Biloxi.
It's always good to be back. I love coming here.
What's it like being around this lineup? A lot of young, talented guys. A little different than when you came here last a couple of months ago, but still a lot of those young, talented guys and a shortstop who's pretty good as well.
Yeah, he's doing pretty good for a 19-year-old, right? No, it's exciting. It's a wealth of talent, and to see them developing at a higher level is even more exciting. The younger we get and the more talent we have, it's really spread throughout the system. But, I mean, there was a stretch here where this might have been the best minor league lineup in all of professional baseball. So it's really exciting.
Well, and talking about Madej, last homestand, he had that incredible 5-for-5 night, a couple of homers, 7 driven in. What is the growth that you've seen from him? Because it seems very much Churio-esque of getting your feet under yourself the first couple weeks and then just exploding for the rest of the season.
I think the biggest growth moment for Jesus has been just his approach to just the daily in and out tasks that are needed, refining his approach and routine in the cage, and then refining his routine, or more just developing a consistent routine with defense. And so as a 19-year-old, you come in with all that talent, you're like, I may not have to work as hard at it. I think the thing we're most excited about is he's becoming a true pro and what it takes to navigate a full season, especially at AA, the upper levels. Really excited to see the growth he's made in his routine offensively and defensively.
Well, another guy who's grown a lot in terms of the home run total this year is Andrew Fisher. 35 homers on the season, most by a Brewers minor leaguer since 1985. I know he came out of college with a lot of power, but was this something anyone in the org was expecting of 35, not even through the end of August?
I can't say that we expected 35, you know. We know that he's extremely talented. And the thing about Fish is his competitiveness. He doesn't give away a single at-bat. And that's allowed him to put himself in this position that he is that he's a diligent worker. He works hard. He pays attention to the advance reports. He sees how guys are pitching him and how he's being attacked. He's made those adjustments. And it's led to 35 and maybe 40 homers. We don't know.
We're certainly looking towards maybe 5 more to get to that 40 mark. But the walk rate for him as well is something that's really high this year. How much can you talk about how good that eye has been for him this season?
Well, I mean, he's a first rounder for a reason, right? He's very talented, and he knows his strike zone. I think what he's learning is where to direct his attention within the strike zone, right? Like, can he control the aggression a little bit in the right counts, take shots in certain counts, or really trust his gut if he thinks a certain pitch type is coming? That's where we're continuing to develop that. But that's leading to the walks, right, is that he knows certain areas that he wants to lay off or certain areas he wants to attack. And for the most part, he's been pretty consistent with that. And that's why we see a higher walk rate.
Another guy who has hit a ton of homers is Blake Burke, who just went up to AAA. 30 homers, 2 bags away from a 30-30 season. Just how incredible has this season been for Burke?
Sneaky on the bases, right? You know, you got a big power hitter there, and all of a sudden you kind of forget about him on the bases, and he's put himself either in scoring position or just putting pressure on the defense. It's a testament to Blake and him not settling for being a big slugger and like adding that attribute to his game. It's a great skill set to have, because they just can't forget about him over there. We knew coming in that he had the capability of impacting the baseball. He's just been able to do it consistently and rise very quickly by doing so.
Well, how about the mental side as well? It takes a lot to go through a full season here in the minors, but he plays like a guy who's 26, 27, 28 years old. How much has that shown through in just his everyday stuff, whether it's at the complex when he first got drafted or now here up to AAA in just his second full season in minor league baseball?
He's got leadership qualities, and he's respected in the clubhouse, and he was the leader here in this clubhouse while he was here, and he was that way in Wisconsin last year. And he's grown into that role where he can take players and talk to them about how they're being pitched and how he's being pitched and sharing information on what he's seen. I know he's done that with Jesus, and that's helped Jesus develop quite a bit this year. And so guys really look up to him and his leadership qualities, and when you have a guy like that who does it on the field and in the clubhouse, you've got a really good player.
Well, and how important is that to the organization? Because it is an org that is so young, but a guy like Burke who's taking someone like Jesus Madej under his wing, that certainly has to mean a lot in terms of development across the org.
It does. It shows the presence that he can lead a team. And you know, as much as we talk about development in the minor leagues, it's also about winning. And to be a winning team, you got to have good leaders and good teammates. And he's shown that growth in that regard, which has allowed players to like develop on their own and pick his brain. So we're excited about it.
Couple of newcomers to the organization over the last few weeks with the end of the 2026 draft. What has it been like getting to meet everybody and getting everybody acclimated into the organization?
I think anytime you onboard new talent, you're excited about it. And we're excited about the draft picks that we've got out into the system right now. You know, with Sawyer Strohsnyder, that's an extremely elite athlete. You know, he can run. He's got the juice. He showed some juice the other night with a triple. And then with Kyle Jones out of Florida, you know, high contact rate, speedy outfielder, guy that's going to put pressure on the defense. So we love that. And then Carson Sabathia comes in when we get him in the 20th round, who has the ability to impact the baseball and be at first base. We're excited about the talent that we're injecting into the system.
Well, and how about just cornering the market on Eagles as well?
Well, I mean, you know, we're very fortunate that he was there and available to us. I think it's a fantastic thing. Not too many Orioles can sit there and say they've got two brothers a year apart from each other, potentially maybe playing with each other. Like it's exciting. Trey's one of those guys that you're betting on the pedigree. You know, he's been around professional players from a very young age. He's got a very mature approach about hitting and defense and just his all-around game. So the learning curve will be shortened there because we just know what we're dealing with at a professional level.
Up at the big league level, a couple of former Shuckers are doing some big things. You and I talked last time you were here about, wow, Luis Lars having a great AAA season. And now we were talking yesterday and it was, wow, Luis Lars is a pretty good big leaguer. What have you seen from him this year?
You know, Luis has always believed in himself and his abilities, and that hasn't wavered in Nashville, and it hasn't wavered in Milwaukee. And I think when you get into that environment, which can be overwhelming for some players, believing in your abilities is a really important aspect and quality to have. And he has done that. And so he's gone up there and won over his teammates and grinded out at bats and played a great defense, which is no surprise to any of us. So we're really excited to see the success that he's having.
And he's with Cooper Pratt as well. Those two guys were buddy-buddy here in Biloxi. What is it like seeing both of them do it at the big league level?
Organizationally, we're extremely excited, right? You know, it's like you forecast what you think they can do, and to see it actually happen, especially Coop, who's coming on really strong, you know, before he got hurt. We knew that he's capable of it. We just didn't know how, you know, you're going to handle life at the major league level. And they both have shown a lot of maturity and growth there and being able to have competitive at-bats, contribute to wins, play sound defense, and gain the trust of the staff and the players.
It's a fun time around the org. Always fun having you in town. Deli, appreciate the time.
Thanks, sir.
We're back after this on the On Deck Show.